It's more than a national park, it's a national treasure. That's what a resolution just introduced in the Utah legislature is trying to get across, asking that Congress and the president take immediate action to protect a much wider area of the Greater Canyonlands region of southeast Utah. Governor Herbert's recent push to make outdoor recreation a priority on Utah public lands wasn't specific about what to protect or how. So the resolution's chief sponsor, Senator Jim DeBacchus of Salt Lake City, says his bill is meant to stand on its own, but could be part of a bigger picture.
Well, I hope the governor will take it as a suggestion. This is the largest piece of undeveloped land in the continental United States, and I hope that we will be able to make it available for future generations as a recreational place.
The resolution says it's sending an important message that Utah and America value the outdoor industry's contributions to the economy. When asked if it could also be seen as locking up more public lands, DeBacchus said selling off parcels for extra active industries like tar sands and potash mining is locking it up, and that protecting it is opening it up. DeBacchus says he isn't trying to rush anything through the legislature or through Congress. The resolution calls for public input and discussion about how the land should best be protected for recreational purposes. To that end, he's asking for what he calls citizen co-sponsors.
Rather than just the legislature, this is such a piece of special real estate. We would like anybody that feels compelled to want to save this for recreational use in perpetuity to join our petition and co-sponsor this bill.
A companion House resolution was introduced by Representative Patrice Arendt of Holiday. With Utah Public Radio, this is Amanda Harris.